It's Lunchtime with Oldies here on Herb Day Radio, brought to you by the Sugar Shack, 132 South High in Hillsboro. I want to say hi to Jordan Ryan, a buddy of mine from Peebles who listens in to Lunchtime with the Oldies every day. Jordan, it's good to have you with us. Here's Jewel Akins getting us going, and let me tell you about the birds and the bees.
Let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and the moon up above and a thing called love. Let me tell you about the stars in the sky and a girl and a guy and the way they can keep on a night like this. And I look into your face.
You're on the air.
Herb Day?
Why, yes, Mr. President. Good to hear from you.
Well, I was wondering if you could give me and Nancy any suggestions for a good workout club.
Isn't it a little too late for that, Mr. President?
Well, Bonzo, if you must know, we still need to keep our spirits in good shape.
I'm sorry, I didn't realize.
Of course you didn't. And that's why I was the big banana in Washington. Ooh, that reminds me.
What?
I miss bananas.
You can't have bananas where you are?
Well, I can have them. But when I eat them, they just fall directly to the floor. And they have to come scoop them up. And, well,
I get the picture. Now, I know of a few clubs, but really, I'm not the best one to recommend a fitness club.
Well, I found one here, and I went, jumped, bent, gyrated, jumped up and down for about a half an hour. And then by the time I got my leotard on, the class was over. He thinks that was bad. He should have seen me try to take it off. Hello? Hello?
You come on like a dream, peaches and cream, lips like strawberry wine. You're 16, you're beautiful, and you're mine. You're all ribbons and curls, ooh, what a girl, eyes that sparkle and shine. You're 16, you're beautiful, and you're mine. You're my baby, you're my pet, we fell in love. I could not stop you.
Let's start with the oldies on Herb Day Radio. Good afternoon. Thanks for spending part of your day with me. Listener lines are open, 937-661-6110, if there's something you'd like to hear, or email us at herbdayradio@yahoo.com. Of course, Lunchtime with the Oldies brought to you by the Sugar Shack at 132 South High in Hillsboro. Here's one for Tammy and Tommy in Dayton this afternoon. James Gang now, and Walk Away on Herb Day Radio. You're on the air.
A Herb Day. Thank you in advance for answering the phone.
In advance?
Okay. Let's be critical of the dead guy.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Stewart. I would never.
I got you again. I love that.
That makes one of us.
Well, I'm reminded of the two old lovebirds sitting on the couch after years of marriage.
Wow. That was a leap.
Try to keep up if it isn't too much for you, Mr. Day.
I'm sorry.
Well, these two old lovebirds were sitting on the couch, holding hands, snuggling like school kids, and he leaned over and kissed her on the cheek. And she told him, Herman.
Herman?
Yeah, that was his name.
Okay, I like that.
Important to know.
Well.
Anywho, she said, Herman, nibble on my ear like you used to. Well, then he got up from the couch and began to walk to the bedroom, and she asked him where he was going. And he said, well, if I'm going to do that, I have to get my teeth. Well, I suppose we want to live forever, but we never consider the paths we have to take to get there. Hello? Hello?
Thought love was only true in fairy tales, and for someone else, but not for me. Our love was out to get me, now that's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face, now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. chance I got. What's the use in trying? And all you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. I'm down in my mind. And I'm a believer. Yeah.
Well, the time of the oldies continues on Herb Day Radio. Good afternoon. Here's one from the listener lines this afternoon. This is for Francis in Lebanon. Some sounds of the season from Elvis.
Celebrate my baby back to me. Celebrate my baby back to me.
I don't need a lot of presents to make my Christmas bright. I just need my baby's arms wound around me tight. Oh, Santa, hear my plea. Santa, bring my baby back to me.
Santa, bring my baby back to me.
The Christmas tree is ready, the candles all aglow, but with my baby far away, the good is a mistletoe. Oh, Santa, hear my plea. Santa, bring my baby back to me.
Santa, bring my baby back to
please
me.
Make these reindeer hurry. Well, the time is drawing near. It sure won't seem like Christmas until my baby's here. Oh, oh, oh. Fill my sock with candy, an old bright and shiny toy. You wanna make me happy and fill my heart with joy. Then Santa, hear my plea. Santa, bring my baby back to me. Please make this a reindeer hurry. Well, the time is drawing near. It sure won't seem like Christmas. My baby's here. Oh, but don't I ever fill my sock with candy? An old bright and shiny toy. You wanna make me happy and fill my heart with joy? Then Santa, give my plea. Santa, bring my baby back to me.
Santa, bring my baby.
Then Santa, hear my plea. Santa, bring my baby back to me.
You're on the air.
Miss Leday, this is that award-winning barrister. Let me attorney for those of you who don't know your backbone be connected to your tailbone. I'll sue you.
Well, dear Al, it's good to hear from you.
Careful, Miss Leday. Sound like a term of endearment there. That be language suitable for litigation.
Well, no, I didn't mean...
Oh, that be okay, Miss Leday, since we may be next door neighbors soon. I don't mind a little neighborly talk.
Look, Al, that's not going to happen.
It seemed to me that aging is the theme of your program today.
Not really. I don't have a theme.
And that reminds me of two old clients I once represented. We'll call them Roy and Ethel. One evening at the retirement center, Roy asked Ethel if she would marry him. And she said, yes, yes, I will.
How nice.
Glad you approve.
I do.
Anywho, they leave that evening and go to their respective apartments. And the next morning, Roy couldn't remember if Ethel said she would or would not marry him. so he did the only thing he could.
Left town without a word?
No, you dog. He called her up and said, Ethel, my memory is awful. I know I proposed marriage to you last night, but I, for the life of me, can't remember if you told me yes or no. And she told him, oh, I said yes. Yes, I will. And I'm so glad you called, because I couldn't remember who it was that asked me. Oh, don't hang up. I was just getting to the good part where I drew up the prenup 3 times because they couldn't remember doing it. Make hay while the sun shines, I always say, hello, hello.